Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, The Fundamental Rule. Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control, and some things are not. It is only after you have faced up to this fundamental rule and learned to distinguish between what you can and can't control that inner tranquility and outer effectiveness become possible. Epictetus. Back when I was living in Minnesota, I was having a discussion with a musician that I had met. We were talking about our favorite musicians, and I mentioned a local guitar player named Dean McGraw. The fellow then told me that he was also in awe of Dean and talked about how he had showed up for a recording session the week prior, where Dean was playing guitar and he was playing bass. And even though Dean was one of the best musicians he knew, he had shown up 2 hours early to prepare and had been doing scales for over an hour, just to be sure that he was warmed up enough for the session. Just like knowing your scales is a fundamental skill of creating music, control is a fundamental part of Stoic philosophy. So, and as we've discussed multiple times on this podcast, this is one of the core principles of Stoicism, understanding what you can and can't control. And I think for me, it's worth discussing over and over because going over the fundamentals is always a great exercise as it helps to continually reinforce these core ideas in our minds. So why are the Stoics so bound to this principle? Why do they stress this so much? I think it's because the Stoics used their rationality and figured out that most negative emotions come from trying to control the things that we can't and not managing the things that we can. When we try to control the opinion of others, for example, we get upset and angry. I've seen friends who've been depressed for days because somebody said something unkind about them. And when we worry about something, we are usually stressing about a future outcome that we really want to have happen. When we don't take responsibility for the things that we can't control, we become a victim, and we make ourselves powerless, which often leads to rage or apathy. So let's break it down. What are the things that we can control? Well, for me, when it really comes down to it, the only thing that you can really control is how you think. And by that thinking, you control what actions you take. And that's it. And I know that sounds very, very simple, and it sounds like I'm leaving a lot out, but honestly, that's really all that you can control in this life. And you may say, well, Eric, but you can control your body, can't you? At least you have control of that. And I would say that you don't. Much of your body is on autopilot, simply taking care of all the functions that you need. If it weren't, it'd be impossible to live because you couldn't remind yourself all the time to keep your heart beating, your lungs breathing, and so on. But you also can't control when you'll die. You can't control if you get cancer. You can't control if you have a heart attack. What I would say is you have the power to decide what you want your body to do or what you want to do with your body, and your body might respond to it in as much as it's able to respond to it. I mean, for a clear example of this, just look at Stephen Hawking. Here's a man with an incredibly powerful mind, yet had absolutely no control over his body. So if how you think is really the only thing that you have in your control, then does that mean that everything else is outside of your control? I would say yes. Now, for some people, recognizing that you have so little control in this world might be terrifying. But for the Stoics, it was a relief because it meant that you could truly and clearly focus on the things that you do have control over and not get so distracted by everything else outside of your control. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.